This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 115 of the Rafters Podcast, brought to you by Couch Guys Sports. I'm your ever-decadent host, Liam McDade, across from the virtual table from the man, the myth, the legend, Connor Strayer. How are you, big dog?
Not bad, are you?
Pretty all right. Feeling vigorous this fine day. That would be the adjective to describe how I'm feeling this fine morning. I got the gym coming up in about 2 hours, where I get about 3 hours of gym time before work. So that's my daily schedule going on. Feeling juiced up.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. It's a Friday. It's feeling good.
That it is, although I work till fucking 11 tonight, but such is life. You can't have them all.
You guys are open till 11? Are you?
Yeah,
just,
latest you have, round. You have closing stuff. Latest round, pretty wild.
That's pretty crazy then.
Yeah, we get people from all over. We get people from like Quincy coming our way because we had the latest round. Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, wow. That's pretty wild then.
Yeah, but we're here for a specific reason. The NBA trade deadline closed out yesterday, and the Celtics made a dynamic move.
Yeah, they sure did. I mean, nothing crazy. No. But they made a move. It's not like they had to do anything crazy anyways, but I feel like the way Brad Stevens was saying, Cube's going to do something wild, and they didn't do anything too wild. So, I mean.
Yeah. So it was the one trade we sent Lamar Stevens, who I didn't see him play a single minute this game, and 2 second-round picks.
Yeah.
To the Grizzlies for Xavier Tillman. You know anything about this dude?
I mean, as much as we know, he wasn't really getting 10 minutes in Memphis. I think he was playing, like, he did play, I think, Monday. He's coming off, like, a little injury.
Yeah, they said he was hurt.
But yeah, I think that's just because, like, they were going to plan on trading him anyways. Before that, he played January 29th. He played, what, 37 minutes? So that was good.
Damn, that is a lot.
Well, they were probably just trying to showcase he was healthy. Or someone was out that game. So he had 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. But before that, he was just averaging like 15 minutes a game. Which would be fine for us, because we're not going to use him as a starter. Unless, like, Horford or Porzingis is out.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've been looking for. We talked about what we want out of the trade deadline and what pickups we need for this team in our eyes. And it was always another big man. I think in our eyes, it was probably somebody a little higher caliber, somebody with a bigger name than Xavier Tillman. But he was on my fantasy team like 2 years ago. And did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, FaceTime call right now. That was horribly. Yeah, I imagine in our eyes we wanted a bigger caliber name for it, but I had this dude on my fantasy team 2 years ago for a little bit because it's a long fucking season. And he's always seemed like a serviceable player in my eyes. I have really no complaints about it. Dude's averaging a steal and a block per game too. Means he can do everything. So I'm psyched up.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely talented, and we'll see where he goes. A lot of people say it's going to be, like, probably for the playoff rotation, like the seventh guy coming off the bench. I mean, once playoffs come around, we talked about it, those guys drinking the bench playing time, it's going to be a seven-man rotation, depending on who's healthy, if Porzingis is healthy or not, but he'll probably be, like, seventh or eighth off the bench, just providing more depth to that big man position.
I'm not even saying he's bad, but I'd say he's a better option than Nemus Keita, who like everyone's kind of loves for the minimal production he's got going.
Yeah, he'll definitely get some minutes. I think he'll even get some minutes tonight against who we're playing. I think we're not playing a good the Wizards. He'll probably get some minutes there, especially
100%. Because I
Joe
don't
and
want
Embiid.
Porzingis playing much in this game.
Yeah, I don't know if they've ruled anybody out today. Tatum's a game time decision. They had Xavier's game time decision as well.
Yeah.
So Jaden Springer's is a game time decision. I don't even know how
Yeah.
they call him. Isn't Jaden Springer? Did we get him as well? I think we got him
Yeah,
yesterday as
we
well.
got him from the Sixers.
Yeah, so that's well, again, let's just talk about that. I forgot we did get Jaden Springer, so we got two guys in the straight down line. Feel like when we, I was texting you yesterday, and I know we were looking for a guard as well. Brad Stevens was trying to get some more guard depth. I don't think anyone really knows who Jaden Springer is. He's 21 years old out of Tennessee as a first round draft pick. So by the Philadelphia by the 76ers. So I mean, I don't
We
think
just
there's really
got
much
him
to talk about with
for a
him.
second round pick. Okay. Kind of seems like a steal there, but yeah, I
It is
really
a
don't
steal.
know
Yeah.
anything about him.
Well, I
I
mean,
saw one highlight he had. We had like a crazy block on Tatum earlier this year, but that was it.
yeah, it looks like from the past one, two, three, four, six games he's played, and he's played a lot of minutes. He's getting averaging around 8 minutes. The last 10 games, he's been averaging 17 and a half minutes. I don't know if that was due to someone on the
Yeah,
Sixers
much
maybe
like
had a
you
better.
said, they're trying to showcase him. If they're going to trade him, they want to show him off, like
Yeah,
Tillman.
his record.
37 minutes is a huge jump for Tillman.
Yeah, because his recent one is 11 minutes. I mean, his total season minutes per game is 11 minutes, so that's probably what he'd
Damn.
be averaging there. Because
Total is 11.
he's gonna be behind guys like Holiday, Pritchard. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he's better than Pritchard. We'd have to see that, but he's gonna be behind him on the depth chart for sure. So we'll see
Yeah,
how he
this
does.
is a real quick reaction for us because it's just the next day. But I got to look into Springer, and I want to watch some more Xavier Tillman and see what we're packing here with these guys.
Yeah, I know you like Tillman. We were going back and forth yesterday about moves we could have done or guys we could have gotten.
And there's still one move on the table. Let's not get crazy. I
And
have my eyes
what's
on
that?
the white whale. It's the fact that Gordon Hayward was traded to the Thunder, and I firmly, strongly, adamantly plant my flag and believe that he's going to be bought out and we are going to pick him up in the buyout market.
He's hurt right now, see?
I mean, probably. He's always hurt, right?
Yeah, but we'll see. I mean, I know he hasn't played in a while. I don't think he's played in like a month.
Damn. But
But I
being
mean,
on a
OKC's
new
trying to
team,
make a
like
run
the.
too, though. They're trying to make a run
Yeah.
to the and I know I was telling you this yesterday. He's trying to make a run. They're trying to make a run. He's a vet. I mean, he doesn't have like finals experience, I don't think, but he has
No.
March Madness experience. He's played on
Oh.
big stages.
So
But
valuable. He had a buzzer beater that almost won him the championship. That's not valuable.
yeah, but I think he's going to stay. Okay, see, if he doesn't, if they do buy him out, I think Brad Stevens will be the first one to go knocking
Yeah.
on the
I mean,
door.
you would think, right? It kind of makes a lot of sense for
Yeah.
Brad would be. Brad's just kind of looming. He's the vulture over the carcass right now, just waiting for all the dogs to run away so he can eat it.
Who would get cut though? Someone's gonna have not cut. But some who's gonna move down
Oh,
that depth
dude,
chart is gonna
we can dump a
be
bunch of guys. I don't know if we have an open roster spot right now. I'd imagine not, but
I
there
doubt
are. Look at the bottom of the Celtics roster right now. I'd cut most of them for Gordon Hayward.
depth chart at wing. So small forward. They cut probably
Yeah.
Jaden Springer who we just got.
Yeah, that would suck.
Or who's Mahayak?
We could. Who?
Svi Mahayak?
Oh, Svi Mykhailiuk. Yeah, we could cut
Yeah, I
Svi.
don't even know who that is. So
Yeah,
he
he's
looks
just
like
like
me.
kind of like a Russian sniper. Yeah,
Yeah, does he play though? He's getting 20 minutes
he
per
plays from
game.
time to time. Like I've seen him, he gets, you know, he comes in, he does the Scalabrine routine, comes in, shoots a three, goes back to the bench.
Yeah, so I mean, I think he'd get more minutes than him, but
Yeah, I think we get dump Svi. Granted, you know, it's if he plays, but I think going to a new team kind of motivate him a little more to come back. He had no fucking reason to come back for the Hornets. Like, what is he gonna do? They blow. They traded everyone except for
yeah.
LaMelo.
Yeah, but we'll see. The Thunder, like I said, I think they're trying to make a legit run here. there's really no need for them to. Where I want to see where he is on my depth chart, actually.
Yeah, I just I
This would
don't
be a
see,
question.
it doesn't fit their timeline to me. It doesn't make sense to have like a aging always hurt. Like if it was healthy, if he was healthy all the time, maybe there might be some merit to it. But I just don't
Yeah,
think they need him.
they're taking a shot on him. Why not? I mean, they're already doing well without him. Why not take a shot if he can come in there and provide them valuable minutes? I don't know what their depth chart looks like, so it's not like I don't. I'm sure they don't have crazy depth on their team. Right now, they use the second guy, like behind Dort and
Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams. So,
Those are two pretty fucking strong candidates, though. Those are two guys
yeah,
that
but they're
start and play a
those
lot
are
for them.
starters. Those are your starters. So he's going to be coming off the bench for them.
No, because Chet, it would be Shea, Giddy, Jalen. Would Chet be a center?
Yeah,
I don't
that's
watch
their
enough
center.
Thunder
Yeah.
games.
No, he's their center.
Oh.
Yeah. They got
Oh,
Shea.
okay.
Their depth chart is right now. They start as excuse me, I backed off the page, but Shea at Shea at point guard, Giddy at small shooting guard. Dort at small forward, Jalen Williams at power forward, and then Chet at center. So then behind that, they're
Yeah.
coming off the bench like point guard. They have Giddy at their second on depth point guard. So obviously he's not. I feel like they would have Gordon Hayward probably seventh off the bench. I mean seventh man or something or sixth man. They really don't have too much depth there.
Don't know that
I mean we
it,
hope
I
we're hoping they
yeah,
want him.
I guess
I think he's gonna stay on that team.
I think you value Gordo a little more than even most NBA teams do. They dumped off three guys and 2 second-round picks for Hayward, so it seems like they were making space, clearing money for
Yeah.
something. I don't know. I mean, obviously they had to get Gordon Hayward and his fat contract, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I have firm belief. Maybe it's just the blind homerage that he'll be coming back, but this seems like a prime buyout
I
candidate right
mean,
here.
ESPN is that, well, their fantasy thing is saying this is what I was quoting this. Hayward could compete for a starting spot with Dort or Giddy for a Thunder team with aspirations to
Really?
deep
They
playoff
really
run.
think that?
But even if Hayward
That's.
doesn't start, he'll presumably play a meaningful role off the bench. So, I mean, I don't know. I think he's going to stay. I don't think they're going to buy him out because I think he's a valuable.
Yeah,
He hasn't
God.
played,
That would
though,
be
since
so
December.
devastating.
He hasn't played since December 26th. So, I think they
Yeah.
just want, I don't think they had to give up much for him. I don't believe they
No.
did.
No, they
So, it was
didn't
kind
give
of.
up anyone of value. No one that they use anyway.
So, it was kind of like, let's see what happens here if he can play, which I think they if he must be able to get some kind of minutes out of him. If he can play, I think he's going to provide value. If he can't,
Yeah.
then whatever, we gave up draft picks for him. They have shit ton of draft picks anyway, so it doesn't
Yeah, they're so not worried about
matter
draft picks at this point. I just can't get over how glorious it would be if Gordon Hayward came back to run our bench. I can't get over it. I won't believe it until like a month from now when fucking he's back and playing for the Thunder, and I'll just be really upset.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But is there any other trades you want to talk about? I know there's some stuff around OG.
Yeah.
I know Raptors.
So yeah, Raptors seem to have gone in. Looks like they're not trying to compete here, but I will joke that it does seem like that. They traded Thad Young, which hurt my soul. I love him, but they ended up getting Spencer Dinwiddie. They got who's the other guy that the Raptors got? Oh,
Kelly
Kelly Olynyk. Yeah,
Yeah.
familiar face going to Toronto. I know you wanted Kelly Olynyk, right?
I mean, yeah, a lot of teams did. I know
Can't imagine why. I think he
I think like
sucks.
10 teams. Well, I know it's very insane. Everyone is saying me
I think
Kelly
he's
Olynyk stinks,
fucking
but
awful.
like,
And he's the ugliest human being I've ever seen in my
he's an
life.
ugly man. But I know he does well. He's, I mean, his stats. He's just a stretch big, which is valuable right now in the NBA.
Yeah.
And he was on the Jazz. I mean, there's not a great team, but I think in the right
He was
setting,
pretty good for him.
in the right setting, he's like a knockdown shooter, and he could also drive the. So in the right setting, he could be pretty valuable. I know on our team, I think he'd be valuable. Like he's kind of like he would just be that guy sitting on the corner three, waiting for corner threes for Tatum around to like dish it out to him. They draft him. And I think that's what we need. Well, we have a guy like that already, but why not have multiple? So,
Yeah. What's up
but
with
he's.
Gonzaga having like ugly fucking big man? They got Adam Morrison, Kelly Olynyk, and Chet Holmgren. They're all freaky looking.
Well, that's what happens when you're like 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
You
I
know,
guess. Yeah, it's gonna fuck up some other genetics in
your
there. But I just think
features.
it's so
Yeah.
funny. Like if I had no idea where Kelly Olynyk went to school, I would have just guessed Gonzaga because that's where all the freak shows go.
Yeah, well, they're always good too, though. Like these guys are prime time athletes in Gonzaga. Like they led
Yeah.
their teams to like Final Four appearances and Sweet 16 appearances. So these guys are definitely talented. But
Yeah, I
man,
mean, we took Kelly Olynyk with a pretty high pick.
Dallas picked him.
Huh?
Dallas
Oh,
grabbed
did they?
him.
No
Yeah,
shit.
says right. I'm looking
Okay.
at his profile right now.
Yeah,
2013,
and then
13th
traded him
pick.
to us.
13th pick in the draft. I'm not too sure, but
Yeah, because I know he didn't play for Dallas, so they must have traded him immediately to us.
oh yeah, you're right. It's 2013. Yeah, so he went with the 13th pick, which we must have did like a
Yep,
sign and trade
that's
or
the
something.
last bit of the lottery, so.
Which is kind of crazy. So he was a lottery pick, and I don't know, he played with us for 2, 3, 4. The average, I know, was that series. Celtics. We I don't think we did well at
Yeah.
all, but he was a serviceable player for us. And he's played a long career, so I would have been happy if we got him. I wouldn't have been. But the Raptors, they're kind of irrelevant anyways. I feel like they're not. I don't think they have the what it takes to make a run with these moves
No.
that they made. What other
No.
teams did the Heat make a move? Did the Heat make a move?
No, not nothing too extravagant, but your second favorite team did.
Oh, the Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks are going to be scary looking.
Yeah, they got our boy Bogdanovich that we were talking about.
yeah, so I mean, we could.
Yeah.
I mean, are you worried about them at all? I know
No,
you
it's
are.
the fucking
I'm worried
Knicks.
about
It's the
them.
Knicks.
They're still
They'll
pretty young.
implode some way or another.
Yeah, they're on their. Sorry.
Pull the mic a little closer to your face also. But yeah, they'll implode somehow. Like they're a cursed fucking franchise. They got Alec Burks and Bogdan Bogdanovic, and both of them are ballers. Like both of them can get their own buckets. I think they're both studs. I don't care if this team gets LeBron, Kevin Durant, and Damian Lillard. I think the Knicks are fucking
I
terrible and they're a
mean,
cursed franchise and they'll fall apart. Like it's destiny. They're the Cowboys of the NBA. Like I just can't imagine they do well. So I have full faith that the Knicks still aren't gonna be good.
yeah, they're starting line for now. Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Bogdanovich, OJ. I don't know, there's a
Yeah,
lot of people.
Anunoby.
Assets.
He's out. I think he just got hurt.
Yeah, their whole starting five right now is day to day out, day to day. So.
Yeah.
I think they're
Classic
set.
Knicks.
I think they're. I mean, these moves are good because I think they are probably trying to set themselves up for the future. And I think they're a competitive team. They're not, you know, championship level team. They're a team that will be there in the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll definitely be in
33
the
and 19,
playoffs.
which is like pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really good. So I don't know, 33 and
We
19.
were talking about it in the last show. It's crazy. The fucking Cavs are like pretty far and away the second seed now. I'm like, holy shit.
Are they really? I know the Bucks have lost. They've lost. They've 1-5 in their last 6 games or something, or 1-4 in their last whatever. Now the Bucks
Yeah.
are falling.
The Bucks will just randomly, like every week or every 2 weeks, just get blown out by like 30. Like they'll win plenty of games. Obviously, their record's good, but just sometimes you look at the box scores during the week and you're like, "Holy shit, the Bucks lost again by that much." I don't know
Yeah.
any championship caliber team that gets blown out as much as the Bucks do.
Yeah, you're right. And like you said, the Cavs have won 8 in a row, 9-1 their last 10. 4.5
Yeah.
games back. I don't think they'll catch up unless the Celtics. I don't think the Celtics will catch
No, the
up with them
Celtics have such a safe lead now. Now it
again.
seems like I don't want to jinx it, but it seems like the number one seed is locked in now. I can't
But
imagine anyone else covers the distance.
you got to worry about those guys, I guess. I mean, I didn't. They're sneaky. Yeah, I guess if you just told a person on
Yeah.
the street that doesn't pay attention much, like, hey, after second place, and be like, wait, what?
I mean, it just happened in the last 2 weeks. Like
Yeah, it's
they've
you got to pay
randomly
attention
came
to that
on.
stuff. And they're playing well. I don't see who they've played in these last 10 games. They're playing like the Wizards, like the Hawks, or not the Hawks, but like the
Hey,
Wizards.
that's the benefit of being in the Eastern Conference, baby. We got fucking some shit
The
teams in this
Hornets are
end.
gonna like,
Yeah, the Hornets, the Wizards, all free wins. The Bulls are basically a free win now.
yeah, they're floating.
But the Bucks did trade for Pat Bev, so that annoys me.
Yeah. All right. So
That
they,
makes me upset.
the Cavs have played. They beat like plus three bad teams. Nets are average. Wizards, Kings, they beat. Wow. Okay. They'd be pretty convincing. About 20. Spurs suck.
Yeah.
Grizzlies suck. Pistons suck.
So they
Clippers,
beat
they
up
beat.
on a lot of bad teams.
Oh, well, they, the good teams they beat were the Bucks. They beat
Do you
them
say they
by.
beat the Clippers?
Yeah, they beat. So on this, like, on their last,
Whoa.
on this, like, 10 games, and they played Bucks back to back, and they lost pretty bad the first game, but then they beat by 12 the second game. Then they beat
Damn.
the Clippers by 10. They beat the Pistons. They beat the Grizzlies, the Spurs. Beat the Kings by 26. They beat the Wizards. They beat the Nets. So they beat the Bucks and the Clippers, who are pretty good teams. I don't even know if I can tell you who's on this Cavs team. I know like Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro.
And they didn't get off to a hot start, right? They got off to a pretty slow
No, they
start.
were pretty bad. Yeah.
And then they were
And
talking about like switching things up at the trade deadline. Bam, they're
yeah,
starting
there
so
were
bad.
like Donovan Mitchell trade rumors for a while, and then their point guard went out because he broke his face against the Celtics. He was out for like a month. He's on my fantasy team. He's been killing me.
Wait, they got Max
Garland.
Struess.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So they do have some. They have some solid wing shooters.
Yeah, and he's playing pretty damn well for him. Yeah, that was such a big
Yeah.
mistake for the Celtics to let him go. He's exactly what the
I
Celtics
forgot
bench
he
would
had.
need.
Yeah, and he's. I mean, he doesn't look like a basketball player, but
No, he's kind of fat. He goes
he can
out there and
shoot.
balls.
He just
Yeah.
shoots three well. And I think
He
he's
killed the
definitely.
Celtics for the Heat in the final or in the
Yeah, he
playoffs
did.
last
He
year.
killed
I was
us
like,
in
fucking
thriller.
A.
Yeah, exactly. So, watch out for the Cavs team. I don't think they'll make a run at us, but you never know. They're
Yeah,
hot. They probably won't.
I just can't take them seriously because they got smoked by the Knicks last year, and the Knicks weren't even good last year.
Yeah, it's
It was like a gentleman's sweep, I believe.
it probably a matchup issue, but who
Yeah.
knows? And then the 76ers made some moves too.
Yeah, I can't believe, as somebody who's fond of the 76ers, I can't believe they got rid of Pat Bev and gave him to the Bucks, no less. Like, that annoys me. Where the Bucks' biggest flaw is defense. Not saying Pat Bev is an all-world defender, but he cares. The dude tries really hard. And the fact that they gave him to the fucking Bucks of all people, like, trade him to the West if you're going to trade him.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, but props to the Bucks. I mean, the 76ers got better too, I think.
Yeah.
And I think the Bucks obviously got better with getting Pat Bev. I'm still not that scared of them, but he will provide extra defense against us when they play us. So we'll see how that trade works out. They haven't been playing well at all as of late.
Yeah.
Milwaukee hasn't. But I don't even know if Pat Bev start on that team.
No, of course not, because Dame's there, but he'd come off the bench and actually give him defense for once.
Yeah, he provides that defense where Dame's not going to do anything. So he's probably that
Yeah.
sixth man off the bench behind like Connaughton, maybe, or seventh guy off the bench. I know Portis is off. They actually have a deep, pretty deep depth right there. Now that I'm looking at their roster, they got Pat Bev, Pat Connaughton, Jay Crowder, Bobby Portis off the
Yeah.
bench.
As
That's
much
pretty
as I
good.
love Pat Connaughton for being a Massachusetts man, he just doesn't have it this year.
Was he not having a good year
No, he's been
so
pretty
far?
bad.
He's been pretty bad. Yeah, no, he's usually decent. They got rid of Grayson Allen, so and he's been playing pretty well in Phoenix.
Yeah, the Sixers did get Buddy Hield though. As a college fan, there was a lot of college stars in this trade here. Pacers got Dougie McBuckets, Doug McDermott. You remember him?
Why does that ring a bell?
Old Creighton, small
Oh,
forward.
yeah, duh. Who got him?
The Pacers.
Yeah, but he has been relevant for a while, I think. I
Yeah,
mean, he was
I always
principal.
liked him. He's a good 3-point shooter. He's like a more glorified Scalabrine, if I use that comparison earlier.
Yeah, he was serviceable like maybe 5 years ago. He was actually getting
Yeah.
deep minutes on the team. I think who was he playing for? I wanted to sell the strike when he came
He
back
was
to Portland.
on the Spurs. Who was he on before then? He's been on a bunch of different teams.
Yeah, he'll come off the bench for that for sure. He'll get minutes, but he won't get any crazy.
No.
Let's see what he's been doing this year. I looked at him recently, like maybe a year ago. Okay, he's 32. He's serviceable, I guess. That's 20, 6 points a game.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy for him, I guess.
No. But yeah, the Sixers getting Buddy Hield. I still like Buddy Hield. I think he's a baller, so I think that's a good pickup for him. Getting rid of Pat Bev, I don't know if that's worth it, but you know who also might be on the buyout market? Seth Curry. He was traded to the Hornets.
I saw that. I would take Steph Curry in a heartbeat. He's not a
Hey,
freak shooter at
the
all.
better Curry brother. I'll gladly take that.
Yeah, and he would be okay. I mean, anything. We're so stacked right now. It's just like we'll take.
Yeah.
It's just
Any
hard
more
though.
wealth we can get.
But how it? It's just tough. Is like we want these guys. If they ever get minutes, it's like you've got to play your stars. You got to play Brown. You just paid him a shit ton, so you got to play him. He's been like crappy, not crappy, but not $300 million good
Yeah.
or whatever you gave him.
It's a tough one because it's like we are, like you said, we already have so many good guys anyway. It's like somebody who has $10 million. Like if they get one more million, like that's not a big deal at that point. Like we have so many guys. If we got another baller, you're like, yeah, I guess. But like, where are we gonna use them?
Yeah, exactly. So at this point, it's kind of just like we pick and choose who we get. And I think we made the right just going with Tillman and getting whoever that guard is. Well, I mean, we'll probably know his name more
Yeah.
as the season goes on and he actually plays. So, excuse me. So we'll see. Are you worried about the things that were made by other teams, or you still think we're just like far above, better than everybody else?
Yeah, far and away
Yeah.
above, by far the best. Like the Heat didn't make any dynasty. If they got Caruso and DeRozan, I probably would have been worried, but they really didn't make any serious moves besides Rozier. That's the only team I'm worried about.
Yeah.
And of course, once the playoffs start, I still will be worried about them. In the West here, your third favorite team went pretty big too. The Mavs got PJ Washington from the Hornets and
Yeah.
gave Grant Williams to the Hornets. Grant Williams is now rotting away in Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm
Good move for the
sure.
Celtics getting rid of him.
And I'm sure, yeah, I don't think he's really been playing well, has he?
I don't believe so.
So yeah, the Mavs, we'll see. I mean, it's tough for them to say everything revolves around Luka. And
Yeah.
so it's just tough for them. They have a star, but it's hard. It's like it's such a dominant figure on that team. But yeah, I'm not really worried about any other teams right now, besides, I mean, the Cavs are hot, but we'll see if that continues. It's a
Yeah,
long
I
season.
still think it's the Bucks and the Heat, and the Bucks don't pose much worry to me.
Yeah, they do a little bit to me. I mean, a couple playoff time, maybe we'll have a better picture. We'll see how Celtics are playing down the stretch.
Yeah, I think it would still be a shootout series. I think we'd win in six.
We'll see. Well, I mean, it all depends on how it's going that
Yeah.
last week. And injuries. It's a very,
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, the season
Injuries
ended
is.
today for sure.
All right. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of the All-Star game here. We got our boy Jaylen Brown in there, huh?
Yeah, we'll be talking about the All-Star game in general, or
Yeah, I mean, what event is Jaylen Brown in the dunk contest?
yeah, dunk contest as well. which I'm thinking he has a good shot at. Actually, think he's a good shot at winning. Oh, and they have
Yeah.
your boy, Ame. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Jaime
Yeah, he's in there. I think he could be
Jaquez.
fun.
Gotta say, I never thought of him as a dunker, but this could be interesting. Mac McClung's the man, though.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat him.
Yeah, and Obi Toppin's little brother's in it. What's up with that? I didn't even know this dude was in the league.
He won't have a chance. But, like, Matt McClung, has anyone ever won back-to-back dunk contests?
No.
That'll be interesting. He might win. He's not an NBA player. I think he's, like, in the G League. Or in NBA. He might not even be in the G League.
Yeah, he is in the G League.
They're probably just keeping them for fans.
Plays for the Magic G League.
Be doing well. Like, let me see his
He
stats
always
here.
seems to hang around the G League. I never understood why he doesn't get a spot. Every time he plays the league, he seems to be effective.
It's tough on the Magic, especially. They have a ton of young talent, and they're actually pretty good. So,
Yeah. The dunk contest has lost a lot of its flair and luster than it used to when we were growing up and watching
when you got Matt McClung on there, I mean,
it.
Jaylen Brown should probably clean up and win this pretty handily.
Yeah, it's all about creativity, though. It's not like Jaylen Brown can throw it down with the best of them, but how creative
Yeah,
is it?
but come on, you gotta, it's Matt McClung, and like,
He's a beast. The disrespect on Mac
what,
McClung's
do they
name
have
here.
odds on here? I'm looking on ESPN. I want to see what
Oh,
the
I'm
MMO odds are.
sure. Yeah, because if that's the case, I'll bet against you.
I mean, I feel like Jaylen Brown's got to be second favorite at least. Or specials, maybe. Not futures. What it looked like. NBA 2024 Slam Dunk Contest. I don't think there's odds out for it yet, but I would, yeah, you
No.
would think Jaylen Brown's probably number one or two on
Would you against the
that.
defending champ? You think he would be favorited against the defending champ?
I mean, if no one's ever won it back to back, it's got to be. Especially, come on, you got to
Yes.
be Mac McClung. I know he's electric, but come on, he's not. And he's only going to get
Yeah,
points because he's like, whatever, 6-1, and he's just doing crazy dunks, but. He's gonna bring the heat. It'd be cool if he won. I mean, it'd be pretty sweet, but
of
who
course.
knows? And it's his. It is. It's not his first All-Star game appearance, is it?
Who?
Brown.
No.
Okay, but 3-point contest as well. We don't have any participants in it, but it's Malik Beasley, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Haliburton, Damian Lillard, Lauri Markkanen.
Marketing.
Donovan Mitchell, Cat, Trae Young. Are you surprised that one of our guys isn't on there? Tatum.
I mean, like, for ego's sake, you know, if it's about attempts, I think Tatum would take this by a fucking long shot.
Know.
I am surprised neither one of them did it, or both of them didn't do it just for the fun of it. During those prime Warriors years, Steph and Klay did it every year.
Right? And we shoot the most threes per game by far. I think we said
Yeah.
it was like we shoot 10 more threes than everybody in the NBA per game. So we
And
don't
even
have a guy that
Porzingis not
resembles
doing it, like I could totally see him
him.
doing it, especially with
Yeah.
Cat won it last year, which I think is sacrilege. I can't fucking believe Karl-Anthony Towns wanted to be one of them.
I mean, maybe it's another day that they have to go out, do something, but come on. We're young enough. Who do you think wins this?
If I had to guess just offhand, it's usually somebody obscure. I don't think it'll be Trey. I don't think it'll be Dame. I kind of like Donovan Mitchell.
Really? I was going to pick Malik Beasley. I don't really know much about him, but
Really?
you said someone obscure.
He's a sniper. I like him. I'm trying to think, like, it's all about how they shoot their shot. Like if they're like some people jump like a bit forward when they shoot their jumper, and those people never win.
Yeah, it's tough.
So
Yeah.
what?
It's tough because I mean, they're not shooting like a game rhythm. They're shooting like, yeah, it's just a different shot for them. They're wide
Yeah.
open. They're used to being guarded and then.
It's all about speed. You want to get the
Yeah.
ball fucking fired away.
Trae Young's probably the fastest, quickest shooter on there.
I would imagine, but I think he jumps forward when he jumps. This is just all fucking hunches on my part. Jalen
Yeah.
Brunson, I don't have a lot of faith in. Tyrese Haliburton, the baller, but still, I think his shot's kind of weird looking. I think it'll take too much time to get that up and in. Lauri Markkanen's interesting.
Yeah, I think I picked him. I think he's done it before.
Yeah, I think he was in last year.
I think I picked something in that way. I don't even know who won last year. Didn't Tatum do it last year? Someone did it last year.
Yeah, Tatum did it last year. And they all fucking lost to Cat. I can't believe it.
And Cat's the defending
Fucking.
champ.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe he's in it this year too, so.
Yeah. Well,
And then for All-Star game, I mean they do a draft, right? So
Is it still that set up? I think they
yeah,
went
so
back to East and West, no?
see. Eastern Joe Mazzulla is going to be the Eastern Conference coach.
No shit. Oh, here we go. I got the rosters right here. So
Mr. Super.
the West starters. Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Paul George, Kawhi. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, okay, no, never mind. So the starters are Luka, KD, Shea, LeBron, and Jokic for the West. With Braun, of course, being the captain. Starters for the East are Giannis, Embiid, who's now hurt, so I need somebody for Embiid, Haliburton, Lillard, and Jason Tatum. I can't believe Lillard made it. He's really not doing well.
Yeah, they're gonna kill us.
Yeah, I
They're
don't.
so five.
For the bench, though, we got your boy Paolo Banchero made his first All-Star game.
Yeah, good for him. Another good guy.
Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, the man, Donovan Mitchell, and Julius Randle. Julius Randle's hurt too, I believe, so they'll get a replacement for him.
Yeah,
And
I know
then the.
there's had been more replacements.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people just opt out. They don't even want to fucking do it. In the West, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Cap. Can't
Okay.
believe Cap made another All-Star game. I fucking hate Carl Anthony
He
Towns.
just plays well. I mean, if you look at his stats, he just does well.
Yeah, I refuse to look at the stats. I refuse
And
to
their
even.
team is playing very well.
Yeah, are they still the first in the West?
I think the Thunder,
Oh
the
yeah, I
Clippers.
did hear the Thunder overtook them.
I think it's back and forth, though, about a game or a half a
Yeah.
game. I don't know what it is like right now in the
There's back and forth. So do you still watch the All-Star game? Does it still have the flair that it used to?
Yeah, hold on. So Minnesota and Nuggets are actually tied for first place right now.
No shit.
The Thunder are a game behind them. And
Holy fuck.
the Clippers are one game behind first place. So those four teams
Damn.
are all within
Wicked
one game of
competitive
each other.
West compared to the East.
And then you got like the Suns were a great team, 5 games back
Yeah.
at fifth seed. So like the West is pretty heavy. And
West
even
is
like
sick.
those 7, 8, 9, you got Kings, Dallas, Lakers, all good teams.
Damn, it's a
Pretty cool.
bloodbath over there. I like, oh, shit.
But what was your
Huh.
question? Do I still watch the All-Star game?
Yeah, is there still the same flair around it? Did you watch it last year? Are you going to watch it this year?
We'll see. I mean, it's. I used to watch it when I was younger, but it's
Yeah.
kind
Because it was better when we were younger. I don't want to sound like some old dude curmudgeon. Like, back in my day, the All-Star game was
yeah.
good.
It's just like now. It's just like, I don't know. There's no. It's still cool to see, like, fun to like watch them go off and just score a shit ton of points, but it's just, it's not really that entertaining. I'd rather watch the dunk contest for sure.
Yeah.
The 3-point contest, I think those are still pretty cool to watch.
Yeah,
They
those
brought
still very much interest me.
the dunk contest, like less interest. I still like watching the 3-point contest. I think that's definitely fun watching still.
Yeah. It's
Not
something to
fun,
throw
it's
on in the
just.
background when you're drinking.
Yeah, it's easy to watch. I mean, they're just watching catch two threes. It's over pretty quickly. The All-Star game is just like, I know they changed it up too. It's like it goes by like quarter and stuff like that. And they like reset the score and all that. It's just, there's too many things going
Yeah,
on.
they keep changing it to try and make it more
Go
entertaining and really
back
just
to the
lose
original.
fans at that point.
Yeah, go
Just
back to
play a
the original.
fucking game.
Just play a game. Get over with.
Yeah. Do you bet on any of this stuff?
No, I mean, I'll throw some bets on like 3-point contest, just like the winner, like the slam dunk contest, but nothing crazy. I'm not gonna
Yeah.
like bet on the All-Star game because that's too unpredictable.
Yeah.
Anyone could win that. I think like the West probably has a better chance. They got a better team, but
Yeah. You want to make a personal bet then? I'll bet on the East. You bet on the West for the All-Star game.
yeah,
$5.
sure. Yeah, sure. I'm down with that.
Virtual handshake there. Perfect.
I won't even watch it, but yeah. Well,
Yeah, well, we'll
I'll
figure it
follow the
out.
score. Yeah, I'll follow the score.
But yeah, I think that's basically a wrap on everything. We just wanted to cover the trade deadline, see the dynamic move the Celtics had. I'm still holding out for Gordon Hayward. Got my eyes on the prize there. I
Yeah, we'll
believe.
see. We'll see. You
I
believe.
believe. And I will
You
keep
believe.
saying that until it comes to fruition.
All
But
right. Yeah.
that's a wrap on episode 115 of The Raptors, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Throw us a like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. Later.
Peace.